Now, it is the Easter weekend, and if you fancy heading to the cinema tonight or downloading a movie legally, we've got you covered. Brogan Hayes of Movies.ie is here with the latest releases. Brogan, tell us, first of all, big screen stuff. People want to go out over the weekend. What should they be going to see?
Well, the big screen release this week is obviously The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, I've heard big things. Is it any good?
Do you know what? I was actually pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, but I bet you were pleasantly surprised. I think that was really good. And a week later, it's like popcorn. It just goes out your ear.
Sort of a little bit. But, you know, I really wasn't a fan of the first Amazing Spider-Man. I thought it was too soon after the Sam Raimi franchise ended. I thought there were huge mistakes made. But it seems that director Mark Webb has learned from these mistakes and he's made a
I have to... Is that really his name?
Yeah.
I know. Brilliant. I love it.
He may have been brought in just for his name.
Yeah, right, exactly. Mark Webb. Okay, go on. So tell us. So why is it good? Like, I mean, the last one, seriously. What was the thinking behind bringing out a Spider-Man like less than 10 years after the last one?
I know. I don't know what the real thinking was, but it had to have been something to do with the success of the Sam Raimi films.
Or money.
Well, that's gently, nicely what I was saying.
Okay, so you weren't necessarily taken by the first one. What's better about this one?
The script is much more engaging and inclusive. The Peter Parker story, where he's still trying to find out what happened to his parents and also becoming comfortable in the skin of Spider-Man, are still the two stories going on. But they're much more involved with one another. Either one could stand alone, but they're much more involved with one another again. Yeah. Harry Osborn, who's his childhood friend, comes back, and he's the son of Norman Osborn, the man that Peter Parker's parents worked for, and it's all to do with his backstory and everything else.
And I would say, very simply, that the company behind the movie is certainly, the amount of stuff about this, I know that all the superhero movies get buses and bus stops and big posters all over the place, but the way they even, they just all took over Graham Norton the other day and he let them, it's pretty bizarre, you know, because Andrew Garfield, he's an odd kind of bloke. Like, first of all, I forgot he's English. I completely forgot that. And is he good in this? Has he grown into the Spider-Man skin?
He absolutely has grown into Spider-Man. The first time out with him, I thought he was more arrogant than cocky. I mean, Spider-Man's known for making these quips at his enemies and the people that he's fighting, and it just came off the first time as arrogant. This time, it's much more funny, it's much more self-assured, it's much more confident as opposed to cocky, which is a nice change.
Okay, all right, so look, thumbs up. And those who know, anyway, I mean, these things are just, you know, eating up the box office over the last 10 years. You can't go wrong, it seems, in terms of Hollywood making money by not bringing out these things. Because every time they do, it just makes hundreds of millions.
Absolutely.
So it'll be huge. And it's good fun, you say, and thumbs up as opposed to the first one.
Big action set pieces and a whole lot of fun.
Of course. Okay, now, what about The Sea?
The Sea is an Irish film. It's adapted from John Banville's novel of the same name, and it was adapted by the author, which is an interesting way of doing a screenplay, and it's obviously made it much more personal for John Banville. It stars Ciarán Hinds as a man who has recently lost his wife, who was played by Sinead Cusack, and he goes back to his childhood summer vacation spot to try and get some distance from his grief and to come to terms with his grief. But while there, he's bombarded with memories of his past that are no less sort of traumatizing.
And what kind of thing is it? Is it a drama?
It's a very melancholy, slow drama. Yeah. There's lots to think about in here, but it's an examination of grief and the way people respond to grief. And it's also an examination of childhood and the formative relationships that we have in our youth that change us and change the way that we look at the world.
I know what you're going to say. You're selling it as kind of dour, but you loved it, right?
I sort of did. It's a very honest examination of grief that we don't often see on the big screen. Ciarán Hinds has never been better. He's absolutely outstanding.
Everybody loves Ciarán Hinds.
Yeah, he's fantastic. And the cinematography is gorgeous as well, so it's a good film.
And is Sinead good? I haven't seen her in a movie for a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It has been a while. She's great. She plays this very sort of practical, logical character. And even in flashback, as we see her ailing and coming closer towards her death, she's being very practical about it, whereas Ciarán Hinds is much more emotional and much more aware of what he's going to lose. So it's a nice balance.
And in order to show off in the pub afterwards, it's not like you have to say, well, I read the John Banville novel, it's better.
No, I didn't read the John Banville novel. No, okay. No.
And you obviously don't need to either. All right, now, give us one more then, big screen one. Is there anything else?
This week we also have Lock, which stars Tom Hardy.
Ooh, I like Tom Hardy.
Yeah, he's fantastic, and he's again, at his best here. He plays a character called Ivan Lock, who finishes a construction job, and he comes to literally a crossroads, and he has the decision to turn left or right, and he decides to turn left, and
Don't tell me it's one of these one last job movies.
No, it's actually not. It's he's making a choice basically between the life he has established as the foreman of a construction site and a family man and a mistake that he has made in his recent past that he has to make right.
And in that left turn, you get yourself the drama and the movie.
Yeah, pretty much. He basically makes the decision to drive to London to meet the woman who is having his child, not his wife. And basically, it's Tom Hardy in a car, in the dark, on a motorway for the entire film. But we get to... I can see it again.
You're making it sound dour, but it's thumbs up, I bet you.
Absolutely, it is, because the relationships are formed through the phone conversations he has with people like Andrew Scott, who's his underling on the construction site, his wife, his child, and the woman who is having his child as well.
Right, Tom Hardy is, like, I keep saying he's one to watch in one way, because, like, even though he's done, hasn't he done, what do you call it, the Batman thing?
The Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah. And, like, but I mean, apart from that, like, he's still doing some of these smaller kind of things.
And I think it's fantastic that he's throwing his weight behind these films as well.
Yeah, exactly. And Olivia Williams is in this one, is she?
Yeah, she plays everyone in the film except for Tom Hardy is voice performance only, so she plays the, she plays the woman who is having Locke's child on the phone.
Okay, so Amazing Spider-Man 2. There's no other title to it, like beyond cyberspace or one of these kind of things. No? It's just The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Spider-Man 2. Keep it simple.
Right. Okay, that's pretty much thumbs up. The C definitely thumbs up, and Locke thumbs up as well. So
yeah,
what about DVD? People at home are downloading or whatever it happens to be, go to their local shop if they still have one. Any good?
The major release this week is The Secret Life of Walter Mitty, starring Ben Stiller. It came out last December. It's based on James Thurber, his short story from the 1940s about a man who gets lost in his daydreams, but it's very, very different to the original short story in which it's hinted that this man is suffering from PTSD. This story is about Ben Stiller's character, Walter Mitty, who it's revealed that he had to give up on his life dreams due to a tragic event while he was quite young, but he still lives in his daydreams and is very much involved in his daydreams, often at the detriment of his relationships with real people. And then suddenly when Negative goes missing, he finds himself on a chase around the world to try and
find
his
Negative. Because he's working for the magazine thing.
Yeah, for Time magazine.
And the Negative, the reveal at the end.
I thought it was kind of sweet.
Yeah. No, it's fine. But like, it's just like, it's kind of like, oh, what's going to happen kind of thing. Yeah, I thought the movie was pretty thumb sideways at best, frankly.
Really?
Oh, did you like it?
I really liked it. I thought it was... it was beautifully shot. It was just having this little mission that Walter Mitty was on, thrown against the whole might of the planet that seems to be fighting against it.
Yeah, and there's not many movies. It is Iceland or Greenland or one of those.
Yeah, Iceland. And Ben Stiller always plays these sort of manic,
you see,
mental
maybe
characters.
That's part of it. There's something about Ben Stiller. He's in too many movies that I just don't necessarily warm. Well, I don't think you're meant, you know, whatever. I just don't like him that much.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. He plays these sort of manic and very sort of crazy characters that talk at a rate of knots and make silly decisions. But this is a very calm and confident and self-assured character, even though he doesn't have that much experience of the real world that he's thrown into.
Yeah, and literally thrown into the sea at one stage, and the whole thing that happens. There's a few set pieces in it, which you wouldn't necessarily think for a movie like this. All right, so you're generally like, it's a pretty sort of optimistic weekend.
I'm having a positive week.
Is that really the only kind of DVD thing that's going on at the moment?
The other film is Magic, which is also in cinemas this week as well, so it's going straight to video as well.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Okay. Well, listen, thanks a million for that, for dropping in. And of course, people being on holidays as well, they want to be going to the movies and want to be taking movies out. Brogan Hayes, thanks a million for talking to us. And we'll take a bit of